Hello and welcome. This is Katie, and we're starting the first day of the 10 days to 10,000. What an adventure. And what I would really like to urge is that people have a sense of play about this. This is playing, playing to get $10,000 and to have fun, because what we're wanting to do with this 10 days is not just make $10,000, although we know that would be really delicious and fun to have, but also to change your thinking about how you make money and how much time it takes, how much effort it takes, how much, does it really have to take a lot of drudgery, or can you enjoy the whole journey? And so I'm really urging you to do as much as you can to make this a really pleasant, beautiful journey, and look at ways in which you can increase your enjoyment rather than to say, oh, I got to make 10,000 and, you know, it's going to be so hard or whatever. That is not what we want to do. And so what I was going to do is just have people do a little visualization right now. Just to think, and you may have done this on the call, I think, with the webinar I did, but just think of it again. Loosely hold what you would like to do with the $10,000, what it's going to enable you to do, and just write it down. And not just like what the actual cash in your hands is going to do in terms of how you're going to spend it, but also how you're going to feel about it, how you're going to feel about yourself for reaching this goal. And just see yourself, like, getting those checks or whatever, PayPal transfers or whatever way that money comes into you. Just see that happening. And just imagine how you're feeling, and maybe you're jumping up and down and saying all kinds of things, jumping with joy. Maybe it's a quieter experience for you, but just think of how that will be. And then I also want you to look at what it's going to change about how you do business, what it might change, what you would like it to change. How would you like this $10,000 to come to you? In the sense, is it, do you want more ease in the way you generate income, less anxiety, more fun, more breaks while you're doing it? Like, what? Here's just a little what if. What if in making this 10,000, you could have more breaks and fun and more time than in some ways you usually have when you're doing all the busy work? What would it take you to do this challenge and have lots of time for joy, lots of time for fun? I don't mean taking a week's vacation right now. That would not quite work. But just taking breaks during your day to be more to be more relaxed, and that in the end will make you be more productive, as we talked about last night. So just imagine. I just want you to now imagine, and you can just jot down things as I'm saying this. Imagine your week, and imagine what's happening to generate this kind of money. What are you having to do? We've talked about having plans, and with most of you, I've mapped out a plan. There's one or two people who came on a little later, so we still have to flesh it out. But for most of you, you've mapped out a rough plan of what you're going to do. Well, now I just want you to imagine how that's going to go into effect over the days that we have. And it's going to be relaxed and happy and joyful. And maybe there's going to be some wonderful synchronicities that are just going to happen. All right, so you can just jot down a few notes, more notes, and then we're going to open it up and see what people have come up with. And if there's been some part where you've just been resisting and saying, oh, God, I can't have joy, this is going to be painful or whatever, any of those things that you might be thinking, please also bring them to the call, because this isn't just about being inspired, you know, and being up on a call. It's about, you know, carrying through on this. And there are times when maybe you won't feel so much like doing it. So I also want to hear that. And, in fact, we may have an exercise after this one to look at how we deal with those feelings, okay? So I'm going to open it up, though, because I've asked a lot of questions, and just see if people want to share around this. And I think what I'll do is I'll put it on the mute mode, and you can unmute. I think Phyllis and Katrina are already unmuted, because but if other people, I'm going to just mute you, Phyllis and Katrina, for the moment, and then now everybody can, the person who wants to speak now can just unmute themselves. So it might be Katrina or Phyllis, but I just wanted to make it so that everybody could do it when they like. So is anybody wanting to say something? Do you know, I probably muted everybody. Star 6. Oh, well, I'm not hearing anybody, so I'm going to put it off mute completely, just in case you're trying and something's not working. So would anybody like to say something there? Okay, I might call on somebody. Deborah, I'm seeing your name up there. And you,
I knew you were going to do that.
Okay, the coffee. So, what did you have time actually to write anything, or did you just think?
You mean with this just now, or you mean since yesterday, since our discussion?
Yeah,
yesterday?
Just now, in terms of how would you feel if you got the 10,000?
Wow. What I would feel would be just a real sense of accomplishment.
Right.
Because for me, I mean, that's a lot of, I've never made that kind of money in one shot. So, it's definitely upping the game, and it feels edgy for me too.
Right.
You know, it's like, I mean, I certainly have all kinds of things. I know what I'm going to, I've got the whole list of what I'm going to do with that money.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's edgy because I, you know, I really need the money right now too. So, so it's, I've got some good motivation.
And there's nothing like, you know, I mean, it does tend to get us going when we really need it. And I think the thing is balancing between the real need for it and kind of like this fun, let's see if we can do it. And I think there's that kind of thing inside you too, which is really
fun. And I love that you're talking about the fun, because, you know, I'm all about fun and playfulness, and it's a really, you know, that's something I need to integrate more into that, you know, into the whole money piece. So I think this is going to be some good learning for me. And it's kind of a relief, because I was getting a little bit, you know, I had a bit of anxiety last night. I went, what did I do? Oh, my God. Signing up at the last second, you know. But it just, you know, it does feel right. And it feels like the... it's like the perfect timing, as everything is cleaned off my slate, literally. So, you know, I've got the spaciousness right now. It's unbelievable. I haven't had this much space, and years. I've been just working so hard, doing other work to try to supplement this work, and it's so this is like a it's an opportunity. So yeah,
so
thank
I
you for
guess
that.
The real art is going to be to enjoy that spaciousness and to manifest
absolutely
within that. Wonderful. So thank you. Anybody else like to share?
I think for me, it's Marina here.
Sorry?
It's
yeah,
Marina
okay,
here.
Marina, right. you really do have a different voice.
I know. It's my morning man voice. I think for me, being able to bring this sort of income in, you know, it doesn't just have that whole practical component, but I think it also has an energetic kind of representation that you're finally doing what you're truly meant to in this world, because I do truly believe that, you know, there's plenty of money out there, and it comes to you when it's meant to, and when you're really, I think, engaged and focused on the work that you're doing, and it's done in, you know, it's done in a positive way with intention, I think that's when it comes to you. So I'm kind of looking from it for that perspective, in the sense that you're finally able to really discover and perhaps unveil what it is truly meant that you're supposed to be doing in this lovely world. And of course, on a more practical point, I believe that, you know, bringing this sort of money and being successful with this also makes you a little bit more accountable for your time in this world, and you're able to do what you truly want. And that is such a precious gift that a lot of people don't have. And to me, that is more important than anything else. I would love to be able to wake up each morning when I want, knowing that I'm going to be spending the day doing exactly what I want, how I want, in what order I want. And not only is it the financial freedom, but it's just freedom of time, freedom of your life, and you're able to do exactly what you want, and that is such a precious gift.
Oh, thank you so much. That was
that's
so
my morning brain, anyway.
Yes, yes, pretty good. And that's so true. It's giving us the freedom of time to really devote to our gifts when we learn how to manifest this way quickly and with ease and fun. And I want everybody to be thinking of maybe four or five words in of the way they want to manifest this money. Like, you know, that are the opposite to hard, you know, difficult, not fun, you know, all those things that we say that making money should do, you know, or not making money should do, but we have a lot of stories about how we have to make money, that it can't be linked to our passion, that it has to take I don't know how much time, and that we don't have time for other stuff, that it might get in the way of our relationships. Whatever stories you have there, maybe think of some words that are the opposite about around manifesting money, like fun, like nurturing the soul. It could be also something like creating community, because we are in this actually creating community through this challenge to make money. We're reaching out. We're establishing better relationships with people. And isn't that the opposite of what we've been told in this society about what money making is? I mean, money making is often seen as this cutthroat activity, which is divorced from yourself and your soul. So, yeah. So even if you don't get it now, maybe four or five words to crystallize this new way that you want to make money. Easeful, you know, you want to make this 10,000 with ease, with fun, with laughter, with whatever really appeals to you. And so I'm going to open up again, and if anybody wants to comment on that or the previous thing,
they would be free to do that. And
I'm going to say the word energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's essentially what money is. And putting forth a positive and meaningful manifestation of this brings back that likewise energy in monetary forms. So energy seems to be resonating with me at this moment.
Wonderful. So energy. And let me see. Phyllis, I see you on the line. How are you?
I'm just sort of I think I am working so much and thinking so much. I feel like my brain has exploded. And
And you've got a marvelous thing that I think everybody's going to be really excited about. And how can you make this process so that you do get the breaks and you do do it in a way that's full of ease and fun? What would you have to do that?
That's not the 4 to 5 words question, huh? That's the other question.
No, no. Okay, so then you give
me
the 4
or 5
words.
No, it's fine.
I'm
just laughing because the words is easier. Well, what I came up stuck when you said that. It was sort of like I need to make a physical or an energetic shift in my life and to sort of get out of the rut.
Okay.
I feel like I feel like a train that's gone off the tracks, and I have to figure out how to make that big a shift that somehow gets the train, you know, out of the mud and back onto the tracks.
Great, yeah.
And
that's a great analogy. I'm sure it doesn't feel that great, but it's actually a very interesting.
It feels, you know. Feels very accurate.
Okay, good.
So
what I'm going to do... Sorry?
Oh, I was going to say, so I've been trying to figure out what that looks like.
Right. And what would it be like if your train was just going forward on track? And what would it feel like?
Ease is probably...
Okay. Ease, okay.
Calm and ease. What else? My words, brightly, enthusiasm, and boy, we're dropping hints. And what I want to do is give people a sense of relief and ease.
Okay, relief and peace. Right. So, in a sense, the knowing you and the work that you do is you give people a sense of relief and peace around tech stuff, which drives most of us totally nuts. And you're so brilliant at. And yet you need to, through the way you organize your business, you need to bring relief and peace to yourself. So that's great. Usually what our business is about, also there is something that we have to deeply seek. And that's what makes us, our businesses so deep. In the sense, I mean, I know Susan Falter Barnes and some other people have talked about where your deepest wound is, where your work is. So often you'll be working on some level on the same issues as your clients will, but it just will be maybe reflected differently. You'll be further ahead, whatever. And so, what we'll do, Phyllis, later, if you don't mind, is we'll take some of the things of feeling in a rut, and I'm going to do, I think I'll do an energy clearing, which we'll do at, we may do at all the calls, or we may just do at some, but I'm going to do some energy clearing around some of the things, some of the anxiety people feel about embarking on this journey, as well as get those lovely words that you can maybe, which, I would say everybody should think of 5 words and put them up make them, like put them up on a piece of paper and put nice bright colors or whatever pictures, and also put the words, 10 days to 10,000, and with those words, which are of ease, calm, beauty, whatever it is that you want, and go from there, and you can put some images up too, but it's just to remind you of the way you want to make this 10,000. You don't want to do it on the, you know, on your dead body type of thing, or with that mentality. You know, like I'll get there. the sort of will. You don't want to. It's kind of like there's a loose will here, in the sense that we try so much to will things into being, and what we really need to do is, and I've been very much like that, is to ride in on our intuition. It's like intention, which is different than will, that kind of accepts and is with the flow of the universe. So, Phyllis, was there anything you wanted to add to that, or I'll just get some other feedback from other people?
Well, the only thing that I would add is what I want to do is sort of how I felt like when this popped up in front of me.
Yeah.
It was sort of, oh, here's, you know, relief. Here's a vehicle, you know, or support to get to the next step. So thank you.
Right. So what we can figure out with you, and I think we've actually started to figure that out with you, is what your vehicle is that will give people relief. And I don't know would you like to just very briefly say what your vehicle to relief, your first vehicle that you're going to be promoting?
I think I better, because if I was everybody else, I'd be screaming.
Right. So,
yeah, I'm about to, hopefully maybe this afternoon, launch a program to called Inbox Zero, getting your email, managing your email. Email has sort of crept up on us, and, you know, every day it's like a dripping faucet turning into a flood, and it's pretty overwhelming, and most people are using sort of 20th century methods to manage a 21st century problem. So I'm doing a 4-week course on taking it all apart and putting it together, so at the end of every day your inbox is empty, you can find what you need, you're collecting information that supports your business and marketing and getting your message out to the world, and you're controlling how stuff comes into you, so you're in charge of it, and not the email that appears and makes you jump and do things that if you thought about you really wouldn't want to do.
Thank you. And just to tell everybody, Phyllis is just brilliant at technology, just brilliant. And this is just like the, how would you say it, the beginning of what she can offer, because she has, she is so capable in terms of technology. In fact, that was one of her challenges, is to actually decide which to go with and first and how. And so she's got a sales page up for this, I believe, or an opt-in page. And we'll be inviting people to look at it. And also she's got some really innovative ideas about how, if we want to promote it among our people, which I would like to do, how we can also make money for ourselves. So I think everybody's going to profit from looking at Phyllis's stuff. She's not only is she amazing in technology, but she has a ton of marketing experience behind her. So thank you, Phyllis.
Well, thank you, Katie. And can you just come with me, like when I go to a networking event and stuff?
Oh, sure. If it's online, yes. And offline, if you want to pay my fare to wherever you are, I always love to travel. So, okay. And, of course, I'd love to do a testimonial for you later, because I've experienced Phyllis's class. She did a brilliant one on, anyway, a lot of stuff, which covered a lot of how to use the internet, and she's really good because she's also creative, so she knows how us creative types need to use technology, which may be a little different than, you know, the there's different styles than the improvisational creative type, and there are creative types who aren't so improvisational, need different structures. So that's a pretty gross generalization, but we'll leave it there. So who else would like to pipe in right now or say something? I'll call on somebody. Well, you know what? Katrina, are you up to saying anything today?
I don't know what to say. I'm just sort of listening to everyone
Well, maybe you could introduce yourself just a little bit. We had an introduction last night, which, of course, didn't make the recording. But if you just wanted to say a few words about your work, and you actually are partway on to getting that 10,000 in terms of action.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, you certainly took the initiative. Maybe
yeah,
you can tell people about your plan right now.
Well, I haven't told people about my plan. I just opened the door with one person, but I haven't followed through yet because I know they're traveling for the next couple of days, so I've just been waiting.
No, I'm saying about you telling your plan to the group.
Oh, I see. My name is Katrina, and I live in New York City, and I've been working as a high-end makeup artist in the fashion entertainment worlds, and I've been working in this business for a very long time, and I have really over that time developed a lot of insight into how imagery gets created and then how that influences our perceptions. And so I have had a lot of passion around the relationship between beauty and health and how most people approach achieving a sense of inner beauty from the outside in. And so I'm developing kind of a program, I guess, to create it from the inside out, but kind of a soul-based approach to beauty, I guess, for lack of a better term. And so I want to explore in this time together, I want to explore developing a program that I take people through a process, and that process is many layers, and including what the chatter that goes on internally that sets us up for kind of putting a glass ceiling on ourselves, because a lot of our time is spent comparing ourselves to others, and I think that's a crutch. So I want to develop a way to transform that chatter into empowered chatter, and also develop a way to help women create healthier approaches to beauty that include using things that are weaning ourselves off of the massive amount of chemicals that are in cosmetics. So it's kind of a layered process. So I'm hoping to develop a 6-week program or something like that. I don't know what it will be, but that's kind of a basic.
Mm-hmm. And you were looking, I'm going to out you a little bit, Katrina, because I know visibility is a bit of a thing, and which it is with some other people on the call. And you can tell me afterwards if I've really gone too far. I hope not. I'm doing it with all love and intention. But Katrina's actually developed or is in the process of developing an amazing Highline program for just a high paid program for private clients, which what was it? Was it about 6,000, 5,000 you charge, or was it more per person?
Yes.
Yeah, which is totally in line with her clientele. You probably could, with the blink of an eyelid, some of them could just pay that. And developing this process where she would go into their homes and really work with them to transform their beauty habits, and you know, where they may be on lots of chemical products and maybe really attached to them, and to really explore beauty from the inside out. And she has some just lovely, lovely stuff. And she's already taken a step in this direction by approaching a partner around financing and helping her get a really lovely website up and really express her gift to the world. And I guess the website is part of the whole visibility thing, isn't it, Katrina? Because you wanted the money for a website, and yet that's something where you do really put yourself out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you feeling like, so that's, and I know with a lot of us, it's like getting money is also really frightening because it involves a certain visibility. And for a lot of us, for different reasons, we may have been taught to be frightened of that visibility because it opens us to attack. It could open us to people saying things, and you see what happens with celebrities often. It's not always the easiest thing if we're not really solid in ourselves and in our worth and in the sense of security about being seen, which many of our parents and, you know, other people have taken away from us. So, Katrina, Katrina's already taken some steps, and that's great. So I just want to congratulate you on that and welcome you. And is there anything else that you would like to add to the pot?
No, just that I want it to be easy and fun.
Okay. And saying what I've said now, Katrina, has it raised anything in you? Like in terms of, not being fun? Or like,
yeah.
Is anything in the process right now feeling like really, oh my God, what have I got myself?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you please, for the benefit of the whole group, would you be willing to share a little tiny bit about that?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I do definitely have a big resistance around being visible, and, you know, I haven't put up a website for that very reason, because then it, like, makes me serious or something.
Makes you what serious?
Serious. Then I have to do it.
Okay. So is there a feeling of being trapped also there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Like if I do that, then I'm trapped to do that forever,
yeah,
or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's actually, thank you for raising that fear, because that's a common one, especially with us freedom-loving people. It's kind of hard to even say we'll engage ourselves for a program, because what if we wanted to do something else or something else came up? So anything else there, Katrina?
Well, I what comes up is I just, even as I think about developing something like this, I think it's just going to be so hard to do, and that it will put me in a pretty vulnerable place in terms of, I think I have a big fear of being humiliated and ridiculed, and that, what I have to offer is really, people don't want it.
Yeah.
People aren't looking for it. And because a lot of my ideas and perceptions are not necessarily in alignment with how the mainstream tells you things, that I'll receive like a lot of backlash.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thank you. That's thank you for sharing those, because it's so important for all of us. Because I think what you are and what the rest of us, we're pioneers. We're out there on the edge. And so that's, almost inevitable. There will be some kind. There will be people around. There will be some things, some resistance against it, because we're talking about change. However, it doesn't have to be the big, sort of bogeyman and all that. And if there's a way to free ourselves of that kind of fear that keeps us paralyzed and not moving forward. And so I'm going to do a clearing based on that. Would that be okay? And what Phyllis is raising? And I'm
sure.
Just wondering if anybody else wants to put anything into the mix.
It's Marina here.
Okay.
I just want to kind of interject something I had read that is very fitting to what we're talking about right now. And it is, everything we want is on the other side of fear. And it's so true. So trying to, I'm hearing a lot of people saying fear and afraid and that sort of thing. And we're kind of subconsciously putting those restrictions upon our goals and our dreams by holding those fears. So, you know, that's something I always try to work on is not being afraid and just going for it. So, yeah, everything you want is on the other side of fear. So keep that in mind.
That is quite beautiful. I would like to, people can maybe write that down and put it up at the same time as we're going to be clearing the fear or clearing
Katie.
Some of the bases. Yeah, who's that?
It's Deborah.
Oh, Deborah, please, yes.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to, just around the fear, I heard somebody recently talk about fear. Instead of thinking about fear, is really just excitement.
Yeah.
Like, you're just, it's just all the excitement building because there's so much energy there. And if you just let it run through, it's like, if you just shift your way of thinking, like getting, instead of getting paralyzed by the fear, it's like, oh, I'm so excited. And then it totally shifts the energy.
Mm.
So just something to put in the bonnet there.
It's interesting because in performing, before you perform anything in on a stage, and I've done some acting and some performing, and it's like the adrenaline is going through you, and there is this sense of fear. Oh, well, what might happen? But it actually can be channeled, and if it's not an overriding, there is some fear that you have a performance which just needs to be cleared. But there is this other, fear, anticipation, what's going to happen, excitement, which is it's kind of the other side of fear issue. And that really helps because if you don't feel any of that excitement or any of that edginess sometimes when you're doing a performance, your performance is flat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is flat because there's nothing, you're not engaged. So that's something to just keep in mind. If there's something that's not at all scary about what we're doing, this is going to be a flat experience for you. Now, let's get... that being said, is there anybody else who wants to put some fear into the pot for clearing?
I have just
any other things that have come up, because
Leandra?
It's also important to admit to what is coming up and not just to put it down and say I got to be positive. So, who was that? I heard somebody say something, but not very well.
I was trying. Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's that speaking now?
Oh, hi, it's Leandra.
Oh, Leandra. Hi, Leandra.
Good morning. I wanted to say something that I'm hearing being said, and it's a language switch that I'm thinking we should, I don't know if everyone will go with it, but it's what I'm going to be focusing on. And it's, we're saying the words want, the word want, and want actually does bring the ugly side of fear up, because it actually indicates that we're lacking, and it's hard to get around the lack. So I
work really hard on replacing the word want with I could use, which is a much more empowered way of saying that I'm needing something. Even need to me sounds needy, sounds lacking, and it puts me in that place of, oh, it might not happen. Because, you know, ever since everyone was a child, when we said I wanted, there was always that underlying, well, you can't always get what you want. And so that's in there. And I want could definitely, when you're talking to the people who were your parents who would give you what you may want, they could say no. And I think that's where there's a difference in the fear of stepping out into into something that's new and unusual, or, you know, frightening in its own way because we're nervous about it. I think that's what that fear is about, is that we have been told no, and we've been told no on no uncertain terms when we say we want. So it's important to switch to I could use. And it also seems very important to me when I'm saying something to never say please, because please equals pleading. And when you plead, in the back of your mind, you're giving whoever it is that's going to give you something, in the back of your mind, they have the ability to say no. And, of course, again, as kids, we were raised with that we could say please very politely, and mom or dad, for whatever reason, that wasn't always being mean. Quite often there was a good reason why they needed to say no. No, I can't buy you that new bicycle because we need to feed the family. So to say thank you instead seems to me to put, for me, in a place of a lot more relief. And then, yeah, I can still get really anxious and nervous, but it, like you're saying, then it is that excitement of, you know, if this happens, how am I going to feel? How am I going to react? Instead of the fear of no is going to be said as usual. And so it kind of helps to sidestep that whole old script that we have. So there's my two cents.
Thank you. Yeah. And yeah, I could use, yeah, rather than I need. I like that. I could use $10,000. Yeah. Instead of I need $10,000.
Or I want.
Yeah. How does that feel? I could really use $10,000, universe. And I'm ready to work with you to do that. So right, so I'm going to do a quick EFT thing. For those of you who haven't experienced it that much, I'm just going to be doing some tapping, but you don't need to do anything. If you know emotional freedom technique and the tapping, you could do it alongside, but it really isn't that necessary. And I'm just going to do whatever comes, and it's going to reflect some things that people have said and what's happening in the group here, and help clear the air. And then I'm going to just do the healing codes, which I find is a really helpful thing to further just get out some of those blocks. So so actually, if people could put on a level of 1 to 10 how they feel in terms of that they're going to be able to make this goal of, actually, I'm not sure if that's what we should. Okay, 1 to 10, their fear about the goal of 10,000 in 10 days, like what that brings up. Yeah, so just, you know, just roughly feel what that is right now. We'll see if it comes down. And I can always work with people further in the laser coaching, which is available each day. And which actually I should mention is posted on Facebook. There's a document. You can go in there and edit it, and there's a schedule there. And if it doesn't work for you, you always just, if it doesn't work for you, just email me and we'll see if we can set up something else. And, one thing before I do this clearing, just because I thought of it now, is that I would suggest that everybody does a little tiny journal, not a big, well, you can do a long journal, but just because we're focused on action, we don't want to necessarily spend hours talking or doing, you know, writing about the process. But I think just even 5 or 10 minutes each day working on that, on just articulating what you're going through in this process will be helpful. So I don't even want to say working. Playing, just putting down some words in this journal, and it can be just some sheets stapled together. You don't, or it could be an exercise book or something that you have. And just saying each day what's happening with you and what are the challenges and articulating your feelings and what's going on. Because that'll be helpful both for you and also to, when you talk with me, to alert yourself to some things that you might want to work on. So let me see. We're going to, I'm just going to go into this clearing. Even though I'm a little anxious about whether I'm really going to be able to do this, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm really anxious about what this program, 10,010 days, might bring up for me, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm feeling a little nervy and edgy about this goal, I deeply love and accept myself. What if it's too much? What if I don't make it? Will I just, it just be another example of me being a failure? I mean, I've tried so many things. I've asked the universe for so many things. And it hasn't happened. Not yet. When's it going to happen? Is it going to happen this time? I'm not sure if I can focus that much in 10 days to do that. I mean, it feels like I'm a train that's got off track and I'm not sure how to get back on. It feels like maybe I can't articulate what's inside me. It feels like I maybe can't take the steps that are necessary to make that money. It feels a bit heavy, heavy, heavy. I mean, 10,000, like that's a lot of money. I mean, that's heavy. That's a lot of coins. That's really heavy. Da-da-da-da-da. Making 10,000 is just a dream. Merrily, 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 life is just a dream. Let's make it a game. Let's make it a game. The game of 10,000 is the game. It's a game. It's a game. It's a game. It's the same game I have playing all my life. It's a game of money, but I'm playing it differently. Money, 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 soul, money, soul, money, money, connected with soul. Heart, heart, bringing my heart to this work, bringing the sacred to the money, bringing the fun to the money. Bringing my soul to the money. It's all inside, just waiting to open up like a flower. It's all inside and outside. I have the resources. I have the help. I have everything I need inside and outside, close to me. I can just touch it. I can touch the money, I can touch the help, I can receive the help. Okay, so what I'm going to do, unless somebody wants to throw in something, is I'm going to do the healing code, and then we can just have a last minute or two of the call. Are people hearing me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, because I tend to get quiet sometimes when I'm doing these things. Yeah. Anything anybody wants to bring that may have further come up or resonated? Okay. Okay. So we're going to do the healing codes, and some of you have experience with this and some not. So I'm going to just lead you through this, and don't worry if you don't feel that you're doing it properly. And I'll put up a link later as to where you can see a chart of how to do these positions. And I would, you know, urge all of you at some point to get the book, The Healing Codes by Alex Lloyd, because it articulates the whole method, and it's I find it's one of the best methods in clearing belief systems and old patterns. And it's really simple. So you take both your hands, and you're going to be holding them just away from the body at the point of, there's a point in between the eyebrows, and actually you can just put your two hands on the point in between the eyebrows, and then take them 2 inches or so away from the body. So, and your hands are cupped, and the fingers are the fingers are pointing the energy towards that area in between the eyebrows. And it's like all the power in your hands and the energy in your hands is going towards that healing center, which is actually in between the eyebrows. And what you're doing is you're letting go of all those fears, the fears that you have brought up, and we're just going to say a little prayer or intention to release those fears. And then after that, we're going to, we'll start with that first position. Sorry, I actually didn't do the prayer first and the intention first. And so the intention is actually in the statement that you might want to release. You want to focus on is that I am making $10,000 in 10 days with ease, fun, and grace, or anything that feels true for you, or I feel comfortable with making $10,000 in 10 days. I feel safe making $10,000 in 10 days. Just choose a statement that feels good for you. And you can focus on that, and meanwhile, just letting your anxiety about the other issues release. And we're just going to say a brief prayer intention. I don't have Dr. Alex Lloyd's prayer as such before me, so I'm going to just make up my own. And it really doesn't matter because it's the intention here. So I pray that all my fears about not being able to make this kind of money in this time, all my fears of visibility, all my fears that I'm not enough, that I can't value myself in that way, all the fears that are getting in the way of me manifesting this amount of money or more with ease, grace, and fun, I pray that those be removed, and that all the patterns and cellular memories that make this difficult for me be released. And I call on the great creative force, the divine mother, the power of the universe to help me, heal me, and flow through me as I do this sacred work. The sacred work of taking my passion out into the world and being valued for it and being given the means to sustain my life doing it. And so now, as I said, we're going to take our two hands, place them side by side, point the fingers towards the area in between the eyebrows, and we're just going to breathe deeply and let the energy flow there. And any thoughts that may be getting in the way, and just don't fight them, just let them go. Just let them kind of sound their song and let them go. And here we're just continuing for about 30 seconds in this position. And then we're going down to the throat area and where the Adam's apple may be. And We're going to take our hands, and again, our hands are together, and they're 2 inches away from the body, focusing on that area of the Adam's apple. And the energy streaming like light from your hand towards the throat. And then we have you move your hands, and one hand on each side, your left hand on the left side and the right hand on the right side. We're shining the energy towards the edge of your jaw, 2 inches away from your jaw. And so your right hand is focusing the energy on the right edge of your jaw, and your left hand is focusing energy on the left jaw, 2 inches away from the skin. And then we're going up to the side of the temples, and your right hand is shining the energy like a little flashlight on the side of your temple. And on the side of your right temple, and your left hand is shining that energy towards the left temple. And we're going to do one more round of this, and I'm just going to mention the spot without giving all the directions. Okay. And now we're just cycling through this once more. And then we'll be, coming to the end of the call. So this is just releasing all the stuff, the anxiety, the doubts that you have, just letting them go. And we're now focusing the energy on the area in between the brows. And knowing that this can be both a process that maybe taps into some fears and yet is tremendously exciting, tremendously liberating, and lots of fun. And you can just allow yourself to breathe. And when the fear comes, just be with it. Don't try to run. Just be and feel and be with it. And it will go. It will dissipate. Fear is only energy. Energy that, as people said, can be transmuted into excitement. And going down to the throat, and knowing that what we're doing here is a goal that is loosely held, something that would be nice, that we would like, that you could do with, but we don't have to have it. We don't have to have it. It would be fun, though. It would help. And also that we're being, whatever happens, that it will be just right for us. That it will be just right for us in helping us on our path. And so we're holding the excitement and the challenge and all that mobilizes around our energy. And yet we're also holding that whatever happens, we're giving it our best. and that it will be right for us. And then we're going to the side of the jaw, and again, there is no failure. There is no failure. Just learning. And then going to the side of the temple. There's learning. And there's fun. And there's sorrow. And there's living. And there's being so deeply into living that we can live with both the fear, the excitement, the sorrow, the joy. And the deeper all these things are, the deeper we live. Okay, I'm going to ask you to just put your hands on top of your head, on top of your crown, one on top of the other right now. Breathe out all the energy that you, all the fears, all the doubts, all that stuff, just breathe it out. And then just breathe in the excitement and the calmness that you can just alternate between you. And in a sense, you need to be in this, during this, you need to be both mobilizing your excitement and then taking these periods of calm to recharge. All right, so that's finished, that process. And I would like to just urge you all to go to the Facebook page and fill out some times that you would like to have the laser coaching in the next few days. And to have a wonderful day. And if anybody would just like to say a word right now, and usually this process gets us somewhat meditative, but if there's anything that somebody would like to say right now, I'm very happy to hear it. All right, then. So we went a little over our time today. I'm going to do my best to shepherd the time so that we do stick to the hour tomorrow. And I'm hearing somebody just as an echo almost.
I think it's just a random person walking in a park. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Sounds nice. I want to go to the park. So have a great day, and we'll be connecting later. And post up on Facebook as you go through different things. And as I said, please journal a little bit about this process each day. I think it will help you. So thank you very much for coming, and you're such a beautiful group and with so many talents, and I have no doubt about each of your capacity to generate this income and also to just replenish and value what you're doing and make great relationships, I think, through interacting with other people in this group. So bye-bye then.
Thank you, Katie.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you,
bye.
Katie.
Thank you,
bye,
everyone.
Bye. Bye-bye.